The program is in touch. I'm Jenny McGee for our Hall Communication Stations. And in the studio, we have Tammy Carroll with us. We're going to hear her story about her daughter, Addie. And maybe some of you have seen some of the coverage over the many years that she warmed many hearts around this area. Tammy, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so impressed. We got connected because our sister station, WOKO, honored you as back in the winter time, I guess it was, for your new organization. Somebody put your name forth to 20 outstanding women. They've done this celebration now 2 years in a row and finding some remarkable ladies. How was it?
It was pretty incredible to be Addie's representative. She truly was the incredible, outstanding woman. But it was incredible to be her representative at that event. And so many amazing people doing so many amazing things that I wasn't aware of or that I'd heard of and I'd learned more about. I felt so grateful to be among those people.
It is amazing how much good stuff is going on. You put your new nonprofit together recently, but we better start with why this new organization, Big Beautiful Life, has been formed. Addie was your daughter, and she became quite a celebrity, and her joy just was, whether you saw coverage of the stories or met her in person and saw some of the big things that have been going on in her young life. She's been gone almost a year, is what you said.
Almost a year, sure. She turned forever 12, June 10th of last year. But the real story is that Addie was an indomitable spirit who relentlessly lived a big, beautiful life. She was a treasured member of our community, of the National Fire Service scene and the national medical community as well. She lived her life with joy and unparalleled passion and purpose. She was a beloved member of our local fire station, Essex Fire Department, a treasured member of our family, and she loved to dance.
You gotta love anybody who loves to dance.
She also fought a complex mystery disease that was tremendously cruel and impacted her entire body. Mm. And I'll tell you, that girl, she never complained, not once.
That's unbelievable. As a mom and your husband and siblings that she has. But Addie, if folks followed any of the stories over the many years, got a lot of attention after an event with Make-A-Wish. And tell the people the story about that, Tammy, and your daughter.
Sure. Our family really needed a boost. We really we were tired from our journey, and we decided that it was time for Addie to have a wish. She deserved a wish from Make-A-Wish, although we had wished that she didn't qualify for one.
Yeah.
So Addie wished for a backyard pool, and the day came where Addie was going to get her pool, and Make-A-Wish and Allen Pools and Spas said, we can't have just a water hauler come and dump some water into the pool. So they called the Essex Fire Department. Chief Cole at the Essex Fire Department said, well, heck yeah, bringing water to a pool filling is like asking Reese's to bring peanut butter to the party. We'll be there. Mm. So sure enough, as a surprise to our family, the Essex Fire Department comes in full for the first of many times down our road. And they filled Addie's pool. Well, the moment that they showed up, Addie just even forgot that there was a pool. All that she really wanted was to learn, how do I use the hoses? How does that piece of equipment work? Who are you? You're going to be my family now. And the fire department and Addie fell in love that day and continued to inspire each other for years to come.
I saw many of those stories, and I know she had a lot of physical struggles as well with all kinds of things going on that they still have not really figured out by any stretch. But the pool was something that was going to be something fun she could enjoy and get into the pool and use, right?
Yeah, Addie, it was very challenging for us to get out into the community. So another piece of this wish was it just rose the community around us. But the pool allowed us to just walk outside of our back door and address any medical issues that she might have without being out in public and having complications of that.
Yeah.
Also, it was where she could have the best, most comfortable experience. Being in water is so therapeutic and social that we had a big pool deck around there, and her whole family, when she didn't need to be isolated to protect her from germs, her whole family, friends, whomever, could come and socialize with her while she was enjoying the pool.
And of course, this is all during COVID too,
part of it. Yes. She received the pool when she was six. So she had that pool for a little over 6 years. So we did have a period of about 3 years where we just had people in and out.
Well, Tammy's taken a tough situation, and God, it must just break your heart every day. But you have stepped into turning it, that positivity your daughter had. And boy, was she so charming with the firefighters and her helmet and all the stuff going on. But you've turned it around to organize a nonprofit. And you had a lot of struggles, of course. Anybody who's had little people, it's not fun with anybody being sick at any stage, but dealing with something nobody could figure out and still haven't figured out is what you were going through for Addie and whatever she had or whatever happened to her physically.
Sure. Yes. So during Addie's lifetime, she spent more than a quarter of her life receiving medical care at Boston Children's Hospital. Having two siblings and my husband, we often would split between Boston and here. We spent time at National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, outside of Washington, D.C. So we, you know, we struggled to get the medical supplies we needed to work our jobs, to keep things together, to get the equipment we needed to get all of these things. And in that process, you know, we could have become very isolated. Yet we had community, and that helped us to thrive, to make her medical situation, as time consuming as it was, kind of a sideshow, and have us really thrive and live a big, beautiful life because we had this community around us and the love of our fire family. So that's what we really want for people with this nonprofit. We want to serve families that have children who have long or frequent hospitalizations, maybe who are on hospice, and we want to strengthen community resources around them and draw those resources to them. The start of our nonprofit was Addie passed in June, and in October, we had so many people from our community looking for pictures and videos and making memorabilia that they wanted to share with each other. So I put together a website, and I was surprised to find that Addie's funeral procession had 120,000 organic views, and it was not viral on social media. And that was my big message from Addie, that we need to continue her important work and to create this life and opportunity for others that was created for her. So October 27th, we filed for our 501c3 nonprofit, and a big, beautiful life was formed, with the mission of creating joy for children in medical crisis, helping their helpers, and raising awareness about medical complexity.
And helping the families, because you firsthand, you and your family have had to meet the needs, and you're dealing with this with a child, which is heartbreaking and tough on parents. But all the other things, you had two other kids trying to keep your jobs, and you say you still have medical bills.
Sure, yeah. Mm. We have significant medical debt. It is not easy. Addie's longest admission to the hospital was 107 days. Mm. We had a lot of lost income. We had a lot of travel. In our last 3 years with Addie alone, we had 250 trips just to Boston and back. We want to try to help relieve some of that burden to families. We are creating programs that will bring community to them. We also experienced things like being in Boston and watching, being in a critical care unit where children were there for really extended periods of time, and families need to leave their children zipped into medical tent beds and leave the state and go back to their jobs so that they can pay their bills. And they shouldn't have to make choices between their children who might be dying and their jobs.
Tammy Carroll is our guest. She started a Big Beautiful Life nonprofit, their website, bigbeautifullife.org. And you're growing and learning more when you start something like this. But I'm sure you got a lot of support, not only from the firefighters, but as you said, your community, friends, neighbors, people that have seen Addie and followed her story of her 12 years of her life. And people want to help out, whether it's volunteering, donating, or participating. And you're going to offer this up for our region and maybe even beyond, huh?
Sure, yes. We want this nonprofit to outlive us. So if you have any interest out there in volunteering, donating, getting involved, please visit us at bigbeautifullife.org.
And if you've, I'm sure that Addie's film footage from the news stories, it's just uplifting as can be. Her whole personality, I'm at least there was a lot of joy of course coming from her,
right?
And she's your spokeswoman anyway.
She still is. That's true. If you go to the About Addie page at our website, you will get lost in all of the video footage and the photos of Addie that are on that page.
Let's talk about Big Beautiful Life. You've got an event, and of course this will be perpetual, so any support will be helpful down the road, whether it's money time or getting involved in your event on June 10th, the Saturday.
Sure, yes. On June 10th, which is Addie's first Angelversary, we'll be coming together at Founders Memorial and Essex Middle School in Essex, Vermont, to have a run, walk, and roll. Everybody can run, walk, or roll. We have a 1.2 course, which is fully 1.2K course, which is fully accessible. So if you're on wheels, if you can't manage grade changes or long distances, that's your place. 5K course for a run or a walk, which is more cross country in its nature. If you just want to come out as a volunteer, we could certainly use volunteers on the course or in our registration tent area. Kids are welcome to help us set up the dance party. We'll be starting the race with sirens from Addie's engine, Essex Fire. They'll be accompanied by at least a dozen EMS departments, and we'll have a finish line dance party because Addie always loved a good dance party. A lot of mascots there. We'll have UVM Medical Center's Monty the Moose. We'll have the Essex Westford School District mascots. Champ will be there, the inflatable gang. We'll have some community helper tents so that you can learn more about things like our local food pantries or our kids rehab gym, our EDD sports program. There'll be a lot there. So even if you just want to come out and visit as a community member, please come.
That's going to be fabulous.
Yes.
And a lot of people can learn more about Big Beautiful Life.
Sure.
And young Addie and what you have been through, but you're there to turn it into a whole positive outlook. Anything else you might want to add before we wrap things up? And we hope more people get involved and
sure,
connect.
Sure, yes. I'd really like to just also thank all of our supporters that we have already. We really want this organization to outlive us and become a national thing. I especially would like to thank our sponsor for the event. Our title sponsor is Vermont Federal Credit Union.
A lot of folks step up for good causes, whether they're firefighters or financial institutions or just any of us can make a difference. And Tammy Carroll has been here with us as our guest. God bless you and your family. I'm so glad you've really been through a lot of struggles and battles and losing a child, but you've turned her life into a very positive and we'll see where this organization
sure.
goes and how many people it helps down the road.
Yes. We hope it will. Thank you, Addie, for bringing us this important work.
Indeed, and a lot of joy. It's been so fun having you here and learning more about Big Beautiful Life. Tammy Carroll, our guest, And I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in. I'm Jenny McGee, and you're in touch.